com will be joining us as well. Your questions of a fantasy nature of about fantasy football, fantasy baseball. We'll take those for Chris coming up in just a little bit. We'll go over the news of the day as well and have more for you. It is the Gym Class Wednesday edition coming your way right here on KGYM. And on National Selfie Day, here's a national everything, Mark.
I will not be participating. Thank you very much.
We welcome you in to the gym class here at KGYM for a Wednesday. Oh, my goodness. Dodging raindrops throughout eastern Iowa here today, including on Lunchbox Heroes. We had a successful one today. More on that coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to talk some basketball. Kevin Lehman's going to join us. Also, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will be joining us as well here on the Wednesday edition of the program. Man alive, though, we start off not with National Selfie Day, but kudos to Scott Schebler, the former Prairie Hawk, Solon native, multi-sport star over at Cedar Rapids Prairie High School. And hit his 20th home run today. The Reds aren't playing well right now, but Scott Schebler is playing well right now. We were talking about if he's going to possibly make the All-Star team as the Reds representative.
He did. He went 2-for-3 today in a Reds loss, including his 20th home run, as you mentioned. He now has 37 RBI and is hitting 253 right now. You know what? We decided to make it our poll question, KGYMradio.com. It goes like this. Will Prairie alum Scott Schebler make the All-Star team this season? Simple yes or no. Thanks, Timo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Got the numbers, if you take a look at all the Reds, to make the All-Star team. We also thought about, well, would he be in line perhaps to be a member of the home run derby? You got to think about that as well. Two homers off now the lead as far as the National League is concerned, and just doing a great job right now for the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, he's tied for second right now in the National League for the home run league. The rookie Bellinger hit his 22nd last night for the Dodgers. Schebler's teammate, coincidentally, Joey Votto, also has 20 home runs. Votto has more RBI and a better batting average. So if it comes down to one of those things, only one Red makes it, Votto would seem to have the better statistics. Talking to Todd Bromekamp, our friend, he also mentioned the Reds have an excellent reliever who could be a candidate for the All-Star game as well, but Schebler's positioned himself pretty decently.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not on the All-Star ballot, so he wasn't out there in front of everybody. But he's having a really good year. Maybe not for average, but overall, this kid's coming on.
So kudos to him for his 20th home run today. Also in baseball, Max Scherzer took another no-hitter into the late innings. His 11th time he's done that. As a member of the Washington Nationals, he's gone 7, I believe. I read that earlier today with a no-hitter. That is truly remarkable, what he has done. Did not get the no-hitter. It was an infield single, I believe, that broke up the no-hitter late in the 8th inning. Nats lost the game, though. Unbelievably, they lost the game to Miami. That by a score of 2-1 because Miami got 2 runs in the 8th inning in that one as the problems continue again for the pitching staff. Scherzer gave up no earned runs in that one, so it wasn't the bullpen this time. Walked 1, struck out 11 in his 8 innings of work, but took the loss, unfortunately, today as Miami beat Washington.
319-366-1600 are the numbers to reach us either by phone or our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. That's jkainvest.com. Ryan from Walford posing a question that I honestly can't answer.
We were in the Walford area today.
We were indeed. Can you be in the Home Run Derby without being on the All-Star team? I feel like I should know this.
Yes, I believe so.
You don't have to be on the All-Star team to make the Home Run Derby.
Correct.
That's my feeling as well.
I'm 75 to 80% sure on that, Ryan. 75 to 80%. How's that? Not 100%. We're rarely 100% on this, but I think that if I recall, there have been home run hitters that have not been on the All-Star team. Of course, that is Monday. We'll have it for you right here on KGYM. Coming up from Miami. I'm sure they'll get a sellout for that one. Sellouts are a little bit rare down in Miami. The site of the old Orange Bowl down there at Marlins Park. 10 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Kevin Lehman's going to join us. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. And also Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Tonight, Twins and the White Sox, weather permitting, up in Minneapolis. That will get underway at 7 o'clock. That'll be on 107.5 FM for you. On 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, we also have Major League Baseball for you, as it'll be the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Colorado Rockies. So, at least one good baseball game tonight. We're kidding. If you liked offense, the White Sox Twins was your bag last night.
Yeah,
so.
I told you earlier, I think between our two teams, misery definitely loves company. But, the pitching staffs there are not terrific. And I'm a Twins fan. I was happy to see him break the losing streak and maybe get a couple more.
Derek Holland actually had been pitching pretty well this year, but kind of gave up the ghost last night to Miguel Sano.
34-98 on the text line. And Kenny Vargas, I should say.
Yes, and Kenny Vargas, too.
Stanton was an All-Star last year, and he was in the Home Run Derby.
So, yeah, you can be in both. Well, I thought the question was...
Do you have to be on an All-Star team to be in the Home Run Derby? And 34-98, pointing out Stanton was not an All-Star last year, but he was in the Home Run Derby.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. All right, very good. So I think we know our answer then. So Shetler could be. Love to see him in both. That'd be awesome. But we'll take one or the other. I'd gladly take one of those if I could, as far as being a major leaguer is concerned. 319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, as always, is wide open for you out there. You can also give us a call as well. Same number at 319-366-1600. 1600. Plenty of afternoon baseball going on. Just to give you the scores from earlier on today, Tampa Bay did beat Scott Schebler in Cincinnati 8-3. We told you Miami got 2 in the 8th, unearned, to beat Washington 2-1. It's Boston on top of Kansas City right now, that by a score of 4-2. Cubs right now, 6th inning, they lead the Padres by a score of 2-1 up in Wrigley Field in Chicago. 319-366-1600. Kevin Lehman will join us coming up here in just a couple of minutes here on National Selfie Day.
I don't know that we have a lot of postponements because of the rain today, but we know of one race that is called off. I'm not sure about many of the high schools.
I'm not sure about that. It's not a lot of Wednesday games, though. I know there's a big game between Cascade and North Lynn baseball tonight. And
now, Lemar and Xavier were scheduled to go at it on the baseball diamond.
That is correct. They were scheduled to go as well. Yeah, if you were planning on going to Farley tonight for the UMP Summer Nationals, don't. That has been postponed due to rain. And, of course, that series is about a 2.5-week series, so I imagine probably will not be rescheduled.
Lucrative one as well.
Yeah, 10,000 to win or something like that. Some of the heavy hitters nationally, but don't go because it has been postponed. A lot of rain went through the Dubuque area, the tri-state area, earlier on today, and of course went through our neck of the woods as well. If we do have any severe weather, we will keep you updated as well right here on KGYM. 14 past 3, we also today have for you, once again, a City of Cedar Rapids golf giveaway. Two 18-hole rounds of golf, two sleeves of balls going out to one of our listeners today. Good for rounds at either Gardner, Ellis, Jones, or Twin Pines. Enjoy a great day out this summer. And you can find out more details by going to our website at kgymradio.com, or you can go directly, set up a tee time, and find out more at playcedarrapidsgolf.com. And also on the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming up today, they've got some giveaways. Also, reminder, they're going to be down to Coach's Corner this Friday from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire Service. Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips this summer. They're committed to provide customers safe travel on quality tires. Find a tire for all seasons at Linder Tire. That'll be this Friday from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock.
Todd, get a response from the Corbett campaign or Corbett mayor's office?
I think he had more important things on his mind yesterday.
Todd or Corbett, yeah, he's running for some higher office, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Well, Todd put out a nice challenge. It was kind of a kind of an interesting segment. Todd,
I do remember
yesterday.
That day, though. I remember that day. We were at the ballpark. So,
were you there alongside?
I was not there when the proclamation was made, but...
Or the promise of a declaration.
Yes, the promise. I'm sorry, the promise of... A proclamation was made, but I did not hear it firsthand.
I'd like to see on Todd's behalf, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, follow through in some respect. You know, just my memory doesn't serve me. I can't do it now. I was always trying to appease you at the time, or it's going to happen within a week or two. KGYM Radio Day in Cedar Rapids.
Well, we got National Selfie Day. It can't be any worse or any better than that. All right, 16 past 3.
Corbett's a Cornell guy. He probably won't do it.
Oh, now stop it. We're going to take a break, come back, and Kevin Lehman's going to join us. We'll talk Primetime League and college basketball with the coach, and we'll do that when we come back here on the Gym Class, the Wednesday edition, right here on KGYM.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Home at last. There's a note on the door. If you've got any unfinished business, take care of it now. You've only got a few hours to live.
Only a few hours to live?
Hey, neighbor. Did you get my note?
You?
Yeah, don't want you to forget, there's live music tonight.
Oh, live.
Get your boot scoot and eat on at Wild Hog Saloon and Eatery in Walford. 7 miles from CR. Live music 5 nights a week. WildHogSaloon.com.
All right, guys, from the top again.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Tommy, that's not the song, man. Again.
Take me out of this garage.
Come on, man.
Cold drafts, root beers, nacho chips, and cheese. Girls to meet and a nice cool breeze.
Come on, dudes, talk a field.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go.
Change up your summer with the Minnesota Twins. For tickets, go to twinsbaseball.com.
My name is Craig Montz. I'm operations manager with Modern Piping, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Today, we had Built by Pros come out, serve everybody lunch, had some neighboring contractors come over as well. So we've got a little bit of a non-traditional job site for construction. We've got here under our roof, we've got Union Trades in the pipe fitting and sheet metal trades, and really appreciate them coming out and supporting our group.
It was another edition of Lunchbox Heroes today, and we were very happy to be out at the brand new, well, at least within the last couple years anyway, Modern Piping Building over on Walford Road Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Very impressive building over there, Mark. Very nice to be in there.
Certainly is, and it was nice to celebrate that facility, talk with a bunch of the workers there and feed them, get some prizes distributed, and just an overall good day. We moved inside because of the impending rain. Of course, it didn't rain.
Then it
did.
But it was great to be around the Modern Piping folks and also a lot of their vendors as well. I want to give a great big thank you to all the great sponsors of Lunchbox Heroes. It's presented by Built by Pros. Also, big thanks to Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Acme Tools, Chick-fil-A, Lindale, Mediacom, Dr. Pepper, the Cedar Rapids Colonel, Star Equipment, 7G Distributing, Wild Hog Saloon in Walford, Red Wing Shoes, and Air Gas.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
At 3:20, we welcome you back to the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. As you heard, we had a great time out at Modern Piping today with the Lunchbox Heroes. Thanks to all the great sponsors. It's presented by Built by Pros, and great to see them there. It was kind of a catch-all, Mark, and just a big thank you to the vendors and contractors and everybody out at Modern Piping today.
It was indeed, and a very friendly group of folks and hardworking. I know we were in the fabricating shop or nearby it. Anyway, kind of cordoned off, but it's a huge building.
You 5 mile per hour speed limit, too.
Yeah, inside.
Strictly enforced.
Yeah. I think that, I don't think anybody's got picked up in there.
No.
Yeah, you can see it off the interstate or 965, whatever, but really nice building.
Do they have their own police force? I don't think so.
I think it's call your own.
Call your own. Okay. Like pick up basketball.
Yeah.
Great segue to Kevin Lehman, who joins us here, the coach here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. We'll talk a little primetime league and a little college basketball, a little college hoops during the summer. And Kevin, how you doing?
Well, Scott, Mark, I'm doing great. Dodging a few raindrops, but other than that, it's been a great morning and afternoon.
Getting to see some Lehmans playing softball, I would imagine, this summer.
Yes, Sarah Lehman is the senior at Iowa City Regina. She's been playing well, and let's see if she can bring them back to title game again.
Yeah, that would be terrific for the Regals and get back there. Well, what about, we got the Primetime League just debuting here last week. Looking forward to what's coming up tomorrow night anyway. And so that's kind of front and center as far as Eastern Iowa basketball right now.
Well, summer basketball, and then we've got the draft coming up Thursday night. That's been a wild, wild west. The NBA draft following those trades and see what's going to happen here Thursday night.
Is your focus of the Primetime League on the two incoming big guys, Kevin, or is it elsewhere?
Well, I think, Mark, everyone to see Jack Nungy and Luka Garza, because we've read so much about them, tremendous size, and it's exciting to see those guys. And what jumps out at me, the first thing you see about those two guys, great length, but they have very, very soft hands, high skill set. I mean, these guys catch everything thrown to them. They can pass it. You can tell they're going to be really, really good Big Ten players. They're going to need some strength and some experience. But the future is really bright for those two.
Well, and obviously this year as well, because imagine they're going to be needed by Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes to step in and take some roles this year.
Well, I think Luka Garza will really help them in that five spot. But I went through the roster of the Iowa Hawkeyes. There's 13 guys on that roster that can get some playing time. Now, Fran may have to cut that down. We saw him go with 10 and 11 in the past. But I really think these two guys can step in. Nungy at that wing and Luka Garza at that five spot. But here's another guy that's been impressive to me is Ryan Kreener. I think he's going to really help the Hawkeyes next season.
One of the biggest teams that Iowa's going to have in a while, I think, with Kreener and Nungy and Garza. Of course, we've seen Woodbury in the middle. He was 7'7", kind of a different type of post player. But would the presence of those guys change the way Iowa plays, or are they all capable of running the floor and doing what Fran wants them to do?
Well, if you look at the way Fran and his staff have recruited, they obviously value length and a high skill set, high basketball IQ, and he's had high character, guys. I don't think we've given Fran enough credit that in his years here at Iowa, other than the moped incident that we had with Peter Jacques, this guy's just stayed out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And they're high character guys. But I think looking at these two guys, more strength, they've got to learn to defend. And in Iowa's system, where they're going to play a lot of zone, usually they're about 50% zone, maybe a little bit more. that they'll be able to fit in a little bit earlier than normal.
Seems, Kevin, like the question of the week, anyway, is about Nicholas Baer. And do you keep him as the sixth man? He was the sixth man of the year in the Big Ten last year. Or do you change things around a little bit? Maybe put him into the starting lineup. A little bit different dynamic. Probably get the same amount of minutes either way, but you know, it's a good problem for Fran McCaffrey to have, I think, going into the basketball season.
Oh, Scott, I think you're exactly right. It's a good problem to have, especially when you have a guy like Nicholas Baer who doesn't care whether he starts or comes off the bench, and he'll affect the game either way as a starter, or he might be the type of guy that you bring off the bench. We saw him do it past seasons. You like a sixth man who changes the game and changes the way the other team has to defend. Nicholas Baer really gives you that because he's also a guy you can play at the two, the three, or the four, so he's really valuable in that area too. My concern with Iowa, it might be Nicholas Baer might be the answer, they need that defensive stopper. They haven't had one the last couple of years. They need a guy, a lockdown defender. Who's that going to be in this Iowa lineup?
Taking a lot of points out of the lineup, Kevin, as you know, with the absence of Peter Jock, who steps up on the wing and gives them some more points from that position?
Well, I think this is a big summer for Isaiah Moss. If he can step up, expand his game. You know, we saw it a little bit in that first game of the prime time, but you don't always know how summer league basketball transforms the Big Ten. But I think this is a guy who got a taste of it last year. And, Scott, you talked about him in their pre-conference games, how much you liked what Isaiah Moss had done early last season. I think he needs to be more consistent and accept that role that, say, Peter Jock's gone. I can step in there and take that over. They're going to get a little bit from Ellingson, the three-point shooting. But I think it's Moss is the big guy that's we got to see him make a huge step forward maturity-wise for next season.
I thought Ellingson really did a good job stepping up and improving last year because I had a feeling he was one step out the door at one time.
Well, Mark, he doesn't make mistakes, so you can put him in the game because he will not kick the ball loose, and he's going to make open threes, and he's got some size. So this is a guy that's really valuable. You can use him in a lot of ways. Anytime you have a mistake-free player, well, you have a lot of confidence to put them in tough situations. And we saw Fran put him in late-game situations. So Ellingson's another guy. I think those with Moss and Ellingson, they're going to really step up and take the minutes and the three-point shots that Peter Jock had last season.
How about a guy like Maishi Daly? His minutes, I would imagine he's going to be one of those guys right on the edge. Will his minutes go up significantly? Because you talked about 10 to 13 guys could play for Iowa next year.
Well, that's a good point with Maishi Daly. I mean, he is really skilled, but he may be odd man out unless there's an injury or they decide to redshirt someone. But Daly's another guy. I mean, he's in an area where they're really loaded with bodies, so we'll see how he develops. But this guy, when you watch Daly, he's a highly efficient player. And it goes back the way Fran and his staff has recruited. I mean, they have high basketball IQ guys. Everyone on this team is highly skilled. You talk about Adam Woodbury. You know, we missed him last year defensively. But these players that Fran has now have a higher skill set than Adam did, their ability to stretch defenses, the pick and roll, put more pressure on defenses. So I really like this Iowa team for next season.
Guy who had a really good season last year, Cordell Pemsel, has undergone surgery and had some groin problems. And at times you wouldn't have known it, but are you at all concerned about Pemsel's health?
I think Cordell's a guy that's always going to have injuries. He's had him through high school. Now it's gone over to his college season. But boy, is he a tough kid.
Mm-hmm.
He played through that season with groin problems and highly efficient. His ability to shoot the ball, score at a high rate. I mean, you look at that front line that Fran has, he's got a lot of options. We haven't even talked about Tyler Cook yet. But Pemsel, Ahmad Wagner, Nunji, Garza, he's got some bodies up front, and they can really put some pressure on the defense.
Kevin Lehman joining us, 3:28, Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Well, we've been talking about the Hawkeyes. Of course, you and I, Panthers, down there as well for the Panthers and Coach Jacobson anyway. Who's going to step up, take Jeremy Morgan's spot as the leader of this team?
Well, let me say this. Wyatt Lohaus is back. And that is huge. They missed him last year. You know, he doesn't put a lot of points on the board, but everything's run smoother when Wyatt Lohaus is on the court. So I think he's going to really help this Northern Iowa team. And when you look at this squad, they've got 10 players that were redshirted at some point during their career. So this is a team that's older than you think and mature, if they think, but more mature than you originally look at them. But I think the return of Lohaus and then the freshmen last year that are now sophomores, Juwan McLeod, Isaiah Brown, they have to really make some huge steps and contribute to this team because they need some help in the backcourt, guys. Jeremy Morgan is gone. They struggled at point guard position last year. It's going to help with Wyatt Lohaus, but McLeod and Brown, I think, are huge factors in how they develop.
Love Fife coming in. I think he's going to be a help immediately. And you and I, let's face it, they're always better when they've got a big man presence inside.
Well, and not only is Austin Fife a big man inside, he can stretch the defenses with the three. Now, I had the opportunity to coach his dad, Steve Fife, so it's a fun kind of watch this progress. And now we have the son of a former player, but Austin Fife, he's not playing this summer because of injury. But that front line with Bennett Cook, Austin Fife, and Clint Carlson, I think you look at the Valley, they're as good as any front line in the Valley right now outside of Alize Johnson from Missouri State.
NBA draft tomorrow night, Kevin, and we'll have it here on KGYM Radio. Your observations on, first of all, Monte Morris and Peter Jok. Where will they go if they go?
Well, I think Monte Morris is going to be early second round to mid-second round. Jok, he may be in the same boat as Jeremy Morgan that we saw Jared Utah do. You might be better off not to be drafted. Therefore, you can pick teams that have your need. They may be guys, Jok, and you know, Morgan has really impressed people, and he's had 7 NBA workouts. And he's impressed some people in that. Jok and Morgan may be guys that are going to come through the D-League, like Utah did, get some experience and get an opportunity somewhere down the line.
I'm not going to dock you if you don't know this, Kevin, but do you happen to know the last Northern Iowa basketball player to be drafted in the NBA?
Well, I'm going to say Pete Spoden.
Close. He is the one of only two that have ever been drafted. Pete taken in 1964 in the fourth round. You remember a Bill McCoy in 1973.
I know Bill McCoy quite well because he ended up in Australia, and a number of our players, including Austin Fife's dad, Troy Mullenberg, and others, went to Australia and played for McCoy as he is a manager and was a team owner in Australia. So that's a great trivia question.
The only two UNI players ever to be drafted. Of course, there was a lot more rounds then.
Yeah.
McCoy was taken in the sixth round.
And Jason Reese, you know, is still the all-time leading scorer at UNI. He had, I think, 2 10-day contracts with the Celtics, but never got on the court.
I guess Jason Reese, but I came up short in that one. Mark said you'll never get this, so I kind of figured it wasn't going to be Jason Reese.
I'll tell you, Reese went to Australia. He led. He was over for 12 years and another 4 in France, and Reese led the NBL in Australia in scoring a number of years while he was over there.
Yeah. Hey, also, before we leave the draft here, Jeremy Morgan, we mentioned him. There are a few mock drafts out there that have Morgan going in the second round, interestingly enough.
Well, Chad Ford had him, in the late second round. He's tried out with the Spurs, the Rockets, the Magic, T-Wolves, the Bulls. And, I think with his size and his ability to defend, there might be a spot for him somewhere down the road. But I really think it'd be better off if he wasn't drafted. As I mentioned earlier, get a little experience in the D-League, and maybe, you know, Utah, in the end, really did the right thing for his career when he asked not to be drafted, and now he's on with the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
Who got the better of the trade, Boston or Philadelphia?
That's a great question, Mark. I think we have to wait. Time will tell us, but I kind of like what the Celtics are doing because they are set up with draft picks not only this year, next year, the next 3 or 4 years. But they're saying Fultz is the cream of the crop. But I think the Celtics like Josh Jackson.
Yeah, I do too. And if he can kind of keep his nose clean outside of the playing court anyway. And he's a tremendous athlete, long length, and just terrific And I think he can be a pretty good defender as well. But I agree with you. I think the Celtics are setting themselves up in a big, big way for a pretty prolonged run in the East for the next 5 years.
But as you guys watched the 30-on-30 on the Celtics-Lakers
yes.
rivalry,
yeah.
wasn't that classic for guys our age?
I loved it. You liked one or the other. I was a Laker fan.
Well, I'm the Celtics guy. I especially loved that year when they had Bill Walton.
Yep. Yep, and he was terrific that year. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Cyclones, too, over in Des Moines and in that league a little bit. Hearing so many great things about Wigginton, and now he's made one of the Canadian national teams, which is great for him, getting some international flavor.
Well, no question. That type of experience, is you can't be replaced. But as I look down that roster of Iowa State, I get concerned, Scott, because – look at the experience they have. Donovan Jackson came off the bench for him. Nick Weiler-Babb, Solomon Young. That's it. Everybody else is going to be new to the Big 12. So I think there's going to be some growing pains for the Cyclones this year, and their string of NCAA tournament appearances is going to be broken.
I was just going to ask, what would be a good year for Iowa State next year?
Well, I think if they can get the NIT, if you look at the Big 12, Kansas again being, those way too early top 25s. They're up there in the top five. West Virginia, Bob Huggins has that program going. You think Oklahoma's got to be better. Texas has got some good recruits. They're awful young last year. I think for Iowa State, if they can be in the middle of the pack of that Big 12 and the NIT bid and get experience for all these newcomers, that's going to be a huge step for them.
Besides Morris, another guy hard to replace on that team is Deontay Burton, and Michael Loss brought it up on our Monday interview with Mike, that here's a guy you might have to watch out for. Maybe take the route that Utah took, but I want to get your thoughts on Burton.
Well, he is a special talent. An odd size for the NBA, I'm sure they're going to question where do you play him at 6'4", but the wingspan is 7-foot-plus, and he has shown the ability with the range, and he can rebound when he wants to. And we talk a lot about Charles Barkley, kind of a lookalike Barkley, but when you look at you talk about losing Deontay Burton, Morris, but also the leadership of Naz Mitrulong, mm-hmm. Matt Thomas developed into an outstanding defender for the Cyclones. They got some big shoes to fill over their names.
Hey, before we let you go, a couple things. First of all, you love the Missouri Valley Conference. Wichita State departs. Good move for the Shockers, and was it a good move for the Valley to bring in Valpo?
Well, the Shockers, ever since Creighton left and had success in the Big East, they were just itching to jump to another league. You just felt in the air for the last 3 years. And they in those preseason top 25s, they're number 6 in one poll that I look at. They were really loaded. That whole team is back. So I think in the long run for Wichita, for them personally, I'm a little jealous because I didn't want to see them go, but it'll be a good move for them. But if you look at the Valley, Scott, this has been a resilient conference. When I was at Illinois, with Tulsa left, Tubby Smith had taken them to new heights. They thought the league would fall apart then. They've come back strong every year when someone's left. And you look deeper at Valpo. This is a really good program. They've had 9 NCAA tournament bids right up there with Northern Iowa. They play in the Arc. It seats about 5,000, but they pack them in. This is a wild place. And I tell you what Valpo has. They have an international flavor. I did a number of their games when they were in the Rising League. And at that time, Bryce Drew was the coach. And he said, we have 51 different nationalities on our campus. So they recruit foreign players. Their guards are both Canadians that are coming back. So, Valpo, to me, is my sleeper team in the Valley race next year. They're going to be good. And I think it's a great addition for the Valley when you look down the road because they fit in the footprint. They're a good academic school. Maybe they don't have the fan base that the Shockers had or Creighton has, but I think this is a good fit for the Valley.
Is that good for UNI? Does that make UNI kind of the top dog right now? And has the Valley turned into a one-bid league like most people say it has?
Well, here's the deal with the one-bid league. Your bottom has to get better. If you look at Illinois State being left out last year, the committee said their road wins were not impressive. And they were talking about league road wins, like winning at Drake, winning those types of places. So the Drakes of the world have to get better. Bradley, huge tradition, has to be good. Missouri State is going to be really talented this year. Those squads have to get better. So the high tide raises all ships. This is a league where if the bottom gets better, there'll be a multiple pit league again. But they can have RPIs in those top bottom four teams that are, you know, 175 plus. They've got to have those teams below 150 in the RPIs.
Yeah, and I hope the Valley can bounce back. I think Valpo is a good move for them, and maybe they're not done. I still think they're going to take a swing for some of the Dakota schools pretty soon. So,
well, I got a good source, Scott, that tells me Dakota schools are not in the picture.
Mm.
If they do expand, the team they really liked was Murray State, the Promo squad.
Interesting.
And they also looked at Milwaukee. They looked at Omaha. Belmont has always been a high target for them. And, of course, St. Louis U, the Valley keeps wondering how long can they survive in the A-10?
Right.
And can they get them in the Valley eventually? Because that's the squad that in the school that the Valley really would like to have would be St. Louis Billikens.
And I think Omaha was second. I think your Mavs were second to Valpo in the pool again in the Valley this time around.
Well, they really thought that Omaha was about 3 or 4 years away from being where the Valley, a good fit for the Valley, because, you know, they've got a new arena over there, Baxter Arena. This is a growing program, and it's got a huge media area over there. Of course, Creighton rules the roost in Omaha, but UNO is a school that's coming on.
What's your on-air role this coming season, or don't you know yet, Kevin?
What was that question?
Well, what is your on-air role going to be this coming season, or don't you know?
Well, I'm going to be with the Valley again. Hopefully some more ESPN games with the Big 12, but those things are getting sorted out. There's been such a shift, Mark, with what ESPN is going through. You know, over 100 of their talent guys were cut.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if that's going to help me as an independent contractor or work against me. So we're going to have to wait to see how all that sorts out. But the world of broadcasting is changing.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. And you guys had a fun time over in Des Moines for the Coaches versus Cancer, I know.
Yeah, it's always a great event because you get those coaches away from the competitiveness of on games, and they really work well together in raising funds to try to defeat this disease of cancer. And of course, Fran McCaffrey's family with Patrick has gone through this personally, so it really resonates with people.
Tom Izzo was there with Vitale, right?
Well, I think that's the different one. That's
okay.
The Jimmy V Foundation.
Okay. Yeah, but hey, anything we can do to help fight it, though, that's I know you guys do a great job over there, too.
Well, no question, Scott, because everyone's been affected either personally or they know someone that has. So it's a battle that I really enjoyed being organizing that, the media, and it's grown every year. We had over 750 people and raised close to $250,000 that night.
That's terrific. That's awesome out there. Well, we miss you in the sidelines in the summer, so we'll just have to talk to you on the phone.
Well, I kind of enjoy my seat now.
That's
you
true.
Know, the primetime league, what I miss in the primetime league is, you know, we used to have guys that were kind of veterans in there. You know, Dean Oliver came back and played. Guys like Dallas Hodges, Brad Jones out of Regis, those guys really gave that a flavor. I remember one year, Scott, I took Ali Frokmanesh with the 8th-round pick.
Clever. By the way, Jonesy could still play and still light it up.
Well, I begged him for years to come out of retirement and keep playing because, you know, those wily old veterans are so invaluable for your teams because they're so good with the young players. And they don't care about scoring. Scott, Mark, they just want to win. You know, Daryl Moore was another guy that was a great guy to have on your team. Wes Anderson, Jason Price. I think, you know, I know Randy had trouble filling out rosters, and that's kind of guys that you miss. Guys like that have been doing it for 10 or 12 years, and they've kind of disappeared from the rosters.
Yeah, they handcuff Ron Novi and get him out of there, aren't you?
I think he's got the second longest tenure to Randy Larson, so what do they say that he's the winningest coach and the losingest coach in primetime?
The Cy Young in the primetime league.
Hey, Kevin, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you later on.
All right, Scott, Mark, you guys have a great afternoon.
All right.
Thanks.
Kevin Lehman joining us here, NCAA basketball analyst here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 3:44, we're going to talk to Chris Liss of rotowire.com. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Your fantasy baseball questions, if you have some early fantasy football questions, Chris will field those, and that will be coming up here in just a couple of minutes. As we, let's go ahead and we'll take a break, and we will come back with Chris. Don't forget, we still have our golf package to give away today in the program as well. Stay tuned, more to come after this, KGYM.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $23. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekday evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $23 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:46 here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Trying to get hooked up with Chris Liss of rotowire.com and get your fantasy baseball, fantasy football questions answered. And we will try to get him on the phone coming up. He's still in Portugal, you know. Or before he comes back for, what was it, a month and a half or something like that?
You know, I lose track of Chris's travels, but I know he's overseas right now.
Yeah. So there you go. We'll try to get in touch with him and see if he can answer your questions about the world of fantasy sports. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit.
Twins baseball tonight with the Chicago White Sox, 7 p.m. on 107.5 FM. Just announced the Twins are going to play the Cleveland Indians next season in Puerto Rico, a two-game series, April 17th and 18th. That's a little interesting. The Twins have four players that played for Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic, including tonight's starter, Jose Berríos.
Jose Berríos. Get a chance to take a look at him front and center tonight against the White Sox. By the way, the White Sox signed in their first-round draft choice, Berger, today. So a little bit of
the beginning of the turnaround, huh, Scott?
A little bit of sun in the, beaming through the clouds on the south side of Chicago. Just a little bit. I'm not going to say anything. 319-366-1600. Like I said, we are efforting Chris Liss of rotowire.com, hoping to get him on the phone here. Just to go, oh, go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
I get some baseball scores in two finals. Tampa Bay has beaten Cincinnati 8-3. Scott Schebler of Cedar Rapids Prairie with his 20th home run of the season for the Reds. That among two hits for Schebler. He's now tied for second in the National League in home runs. Miami has defeated the Washington Nationals despite a terrific performance by Max Scherzer, 2-1 in favor of the Marlins. Middle of the eighth, bottom of the eighth now. Boston ahead of Kansas City 4-2. That game being played in Kansas City. And in the top of the eighth, 2-2, the Cubs and the Padres.
Yeah, and see this. Thought it was very interesting. You talk about rivalries, and Michigan-Ohio State is one of the best. Saw this on social networking, social media today. Neighbors ask favors when they go on vacation. Am I right about that?
Sure.
Sure.
Watch your dog, mow the lawn. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The subject of the latter. A Michigan fan and an Ohio State fan live next door to one another. The Michigan fan went on vacation. Asked the Ohio State fan, if he would, take care of the small lawn that he has. What do you think Ohio State fan did to the Michigan fan's lawn?
Painted it crimson.
No, but close. He mowed it all right. he mowed Script Ohio into it.
Okay, all right. Did he dot the I?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Dotted the I, as a matter of fact. That's what you do, as it says, when your neighbor is out of town, and maybe you didn't ask him to mow the lawn. Maybe he just did it.
A Block M coming to a Buckeye fan's house near you.
But you know what? That's fun. That's good, fun.
The grass will
poking.
Grow back.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he didn't hurt anything. Well, yeah, I don't think he did anything to, hurt him, degrade him, or anything like that. That's just, in a fun way, poking the bear a little bit. Am I right or wrong about that?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Thought it was pretty cool. 351 here on the program. I am not telling anyone out there to do that, by the way, to your neighbor. Be nice.
You
be
mean
kind.
If an Iowa State and an Iowa
exactly,
fan
exactly.
live next door to each other?
I don't condone that type of behavior.
And one neighbor ask for a favor?
I just thought it was funny.
While on vacation?
Indeed.
Hmm.
There you go. All right. And if you're, there you go. All right. We will take a break. Come back. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity right now to pick up our golf package from the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. It is two rounds of golf at one of the four Cedar Rapids City golf courses. That would be Ellis, Jones, Twin Pines, or Gardner. Plus, you get two sleeves of golf balls, just in case you need two golf balls on your trip around one of those courses. Go for more information to the website, playcedarrapidsgolf.com, or go to our website, kgymradio.com. We're going to take caller number six right now at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. You're going to go golfing on us at the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses. Back with more after this.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Hey guys, Overhead Door is recruiting installers. Here's Overhead President Derek Powell.
Are you happy in your current job? Are you interested in work that is never dull and full of opportunity? Overhead Door is a local leader in the door business, and our 35 employees will tell you they enjoy coming to work. That matters to me, and I own the company.
Excellent training wage, signing bonus, and benefits. OverheadCRIC.com. OverheadCRIC.com.
Decking, railing, lighting, furniture, fencing, framing. At Trex, we make the most in outdoor living because you deserve to get more from your life outdoors. So why not start bringing your ideas to life now with the brand that's engineering what's next? To learn more about all of the outdoor solutions Trex has to offer, or to find a local retailer or a certified Trex Pro deck builder near you, visit Trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
All right, John from Urbana is going to go golfing on us at the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses. Thank you, John, for listening. Thanks for calling in. We do appreciate it. A reminder that our sister station, well, our, our brother station across the hallway. I think we can say that. Rob FM with Rick Swan on right now. They're going to be broadcasting live tomorrow or make that Friday night at the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup. That is barbecue and Buffett night, as in Jimmy Buffett, featuring the Bamboozlers. Saturday, it's classic rock night. Sunday, it's family fun day. Thursday night is country night. Admission $3. It's along the Cedar River at the McGrath Amphitheater, and you can pick up your free admission coupons. They're available at all 17 Cedar Rapids, Marion, Hy-Vee Food, Convenience, and Drug Stores. And more information can be found at McGrathAmphitheater.com or KZIA.com.
Guests and galore coming up next on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They will give you a chance to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina. La Cantina Margaritas with the TV show.
There you go. Not on the TV show. Margaritas with.
We don't know what happens when we leave the building, Scott.
That's true.
Okay.
We don't know what happens. We don't have some sort of a camera in here.
Is that Ron Corbin on line one?
As of yet. Okay. John from Urbana, winner.
Oh, John.
John. Okay. John, we got all the information. Kyle got that. Again, big thanks to everybody that we met out at Modern Piping today for Lunchbox Heroes. Had a good time with that. Big baseball coming up tonight. Colorado and Arizona, two of the teams fighting it out. We've got that at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, the South Gym. 107.5, the North Gym. You will get the Twins and the White Sox coming up tonight from Target Field in Minneapolis. Just the tonic the Twins needed.
For one game, anyway.
White Sox are going to start to play some home games soon. I don't know why I did not notice that when the schedule came out for this year. White Sox have only played 27 home games.
It's really a quirk. Yeah.
It really is. They've got a ton of them in the second half of the year. So, not that it matters or anything. White Sox aren't going to win the division.
Well, if you're the play at home like the Twins, it won't matter because the Twins have a losing record at home and a brilliant record on the road.
Isn't that weird?
Go figure.
How that happens. But very, very strange. But Twins will try it again this evening, and we'll have it on 107.5 FM. Tomorrow, John Cranton is going to join us. And then on Friday, Jeremiah Davis is going to join us. And we will talk about the primetime league, a little college basketball, a little college football with Jeremiah, and a little bit of the local racing scene coming up. I know he was going up to Farley tonight, and that has been rained out, the UMP Summer Nationals tour. Too bad, but rained out tonight. And some more rain moving down the Highway 20 corridor right now. Nothing severe, but could be on an off rainy night around eastern Iowa tonight.
Final call for our poll question, KGYMRadio.com, at least during this show. Will Prairie alum Scott Schebler make the All-Star team this season? Yes or no? Right now, about two-thirds of you believe he will make it.
Awesome.
Of course, we're a Cedar Rapids radio station, eastern Iowa listeners.
We may be biased. We may be biased.
It'd be pretty cool, though.
It would be good. It would be awesome. 20 home runs for Scott Schebler. Hit another one here today. All right. Stay tuned. More local programming coming your way. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, taking you through 7 o'clock tonight right here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. Have a great Wednesday night, everybody.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days. All their